Well, you just deal with it five ways. If Vince won't see sense, use the other thing. Honestly, if you want something done properly round here, you got to do it yourself. Oh, got to go.
Morning, Mrs. Quines. Did I interrupt something?
Morning, Constable Twitten. Interrupt something? Oh, no, dear, whatever gave you that idea? Oh, is that today's sketch, dear? Oh, I see Britain has signed an agreement aimed at granting Malaya independence by August 1957, then. Well, not before time, I say. Shall we celebrate with a nice cup of tea?
Oh, yes, please.
How are you feeling after your ordeal of last weekend, then?
Oh, never better, Mrs. G. I've got a new whistle and it's really cheered me up.
Oh, my gold! Oh, my good gold!
Would you like to hear it again?
Of course, dear. But how about I give you a signal? How's that?
Oh, all right.
Ready, dear? The thing is, dear, it could be any second. It could be in a couple of weeks. It could be never. You'll just have to wait and see.
You don't like the whistle, do you, Mrs. Groynes?
No, dear. So how about you put it away and we'll say no more about it. Besides, dear, your whistle may have cheered you up all right, and of course I'm all over smiles myself about the news about Malayan independence, but between you, me and that tea cosy, the sergeant seems to have taken the events of last weekend quite badly. Has he said anything to you, dear?
Well, he did say he was experiencing a little difficulty removing the last of the concrete.
Well, he told me he was thinking of chucking it.
No.
That's right, jacking it in.
Oh, no.
So I was thinking, you know what would cheer him up, dear?
What?
You know that Punch and Judy man, ventriloquist Vince?
Oh, I don't think Punch and Judy would cheer the sergeant up, Mrs. G. We've watched it together a few times, and he's always really disturbed by the way Punch gets away with murder and how all the children laugh at the uselessness of the policeman.
Now, I didn't mean that. It's Vince's new pitch, dear, by the bandstand.
Eh?
Been there since Sunday. Mm. I happen to know that because last Sunday morning I was just passing and I thought, what the hell is he doing there?
Mm.
He can't go and do that.
Mm.
Well, you ask the sergeant, but I think I'm right in saying that Vince is contravening Section 12, Paragraph 4 of the 1908 Safety on the Public Footpath Act.
Really? What was that again? I'll make a note.
Section 12, Paragraph 4,
right.
1908 Public Footpath Act.
Right.
Look at me, dear. What do I know?
Gosh, thank you, Mrs. Goins. And his name's Ventriloquist Vince. That's interesting. Does he need to be a ventriloquist to do Punch and Judy? Isn't he out of sight?
Oh, people just call him that to get his goat, dear. He's got no talent of any kind, except perhaps for threatening behaviour.
Mm.
He couldn't throw his voice further than I could throw the Royal Pavilion.